From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Friday that his delegation had been having good conversations with China. VOA's Jeff Custer reports the 2 days of talks have come to a close.
The Associated Press reports the Trump administration wants China to reduce the trade deficit with the U.S. by $200 billion by the end of 2020. The four-page list also included demands that China immediately stop providing subsidies to industries listed in a key industrial plan. The list also includes a demand that China end some of its policies related to technology transfers, a key source of tension underlying the dispute. China's Commerce Ministry did not mention the U.S. demands in a comment about the talks Friday. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The Pentagon says the U.S. has issues with a formal complaint to China over the use of lasers near a military base in Djibouti that were directed at aircraft. Pentagon spokeswoman Dana White explains.
They are very serious incidents. There have been two minor injuries. This activity poses a true threat to our airmen.
In a brief statement released Friday, China's Defense Ministry said the accusations were false. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has issued an apology following a speech he made this week widely condemned as anti-Semitic. Abbas has said it was the Jews' social functions, including money lending, that caused hatred toward them in Europe. He also said there was no historical basis for the Jewish homeland. The speech drew criticism around the world that Abbas perpetrated anti-Semitic stereotypes and ignored deep Jewish historical connections to the Holy Land. This is VOA News. The United States is warning China that there will be consequences for militarizing the South China Sea. Reuters news agency Eve Johnson has that story.
U.S. network CNBC reported earlier that Beijing has set up anti-ship and anti-aircraft missiles on the Spratly Islands. If it's true, it would be China's first missile deployment to the disputed island chain. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said America was ready to take action.
We're well aware of China's militarization of the South China Sea. We've raised concerns directly with the Chinese about this, and there will be near-term and long-term consequences.
China has been building up its military presence in the South China Sea for years, in spite of protests from other Asian countries who also have claims in the region.
That was Reuters News Agency's Eve Johnson reporting. Six sources have told Reuters News that European powers still want to hand Donald Trump next week a plan to save the Iran nuclear deal, but they have also started work on protecting EU-Iranian business ties if the United States president makes good on a threat to withdraw. On Thursday, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif released a YouTube video in which he said Tehran would not renegotiate or add onto the existing 2015 agreement.
On 11 occasions since, the UN nuclear watchdog has confirmed that Iran has implemented all its obligations.
U.S. officials said President Trump, who calls the 2015 accord a disaster, has all but decided to withdraw by May 12. That would reject 4 months of European efforts to address the concerns. President Trump will address some 70,000 members of the National Rifle Association Friday during the group's annual meeting in Dallas, Texas. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Last year, when President Trump addressed the gun rights group, he declared the Democrats' assault on the Second Amendment had ended. This year, his speech follows February's massacre at Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. He had temporarily strayed from the NRA stance against any tightening of gun laws. Gun control activists are planning protests at the NRA meeting, including the parents of those killed in Parkland and other mass shootings. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Six people have drowned in Kenya in overnight flooding and 11 others remain missing. The Kandisi River overflowed its banks on the outskirts of the capital of Nairobi. It's the latest of dozens of deaths caused by heavy seasonal rains in recent weeks. The UN Humanitarian Agency in a statement on Thursday said at least 80 people have been killed and 244,000 people displaced from their homes by heavy rains since March. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.